Welcome to the 12th episode of the Frank Online Marketing Show, brought to you by IBM Canada. I'm Tamma Frank. Today's guest is a young man whose first entrepreneurial adventure started when he was only 10 years old. He developed, launched, and monetized his first website at that age. Now, he didn't want me to tell you this, but it was selling Pokemon cards. I guess he feels that just doesn't quite fit his image as a big-shot entrepreneur now. While he was a co-op student at the University of Waterloo, he started two companies, the one we're going to talk about today, Sweet Tooth, and another called Better Store Cert. As you'll hear in the interview, he still talks in many ways more like a young engineer than a slick salesman. But despite that, he did manage to land $2.3 million in venture financing while he was still in school. So clearly he knows how to tell his story when it counts. His company's rewards program, 3 years in, has now been used by over 3,000 businesses worldwide. His name is Jay Alkaki, and the company, Sweet Tooth Rewards, is based in Waterloo, Ontario. At the beginning of the interview, he talks a fair bit about Magento, and it can get a little bit technical. Magento is an e-commerce platform used by a lot of companies, but I urge you to stay with the interview past that initial bit, because as we go on, he shares some really interesting thoughts about loyalty programs, and they apply really to many companies. We also talk a bit about how he managed to raise all those millions in venture capital while he was still too young to shave, and the merits of having some of your biggest competitors on your board of directors. I'll talk to you after the interview.
I'm the CEO of Sweet Tooth. Sweet Tooth is a company that focuses on creating happier and kind of more loyal customers all around on e-commerce stores. So let's say you sell your stuff online and you want to offer a way to get customers to continue purchasing at that store and to come back for more and tell their friends, then Sweet Tooth is the right solution. We launched a product for the Magento community a couple of years ago, and that was which has been very successful, almost 3,000 merchants now using it. And it enables merchants to be able to offer a loyalty program with points or kind of store cash that rewards customers for purchasing, for writing reviews, liking on Facebook, tweeting, everything from continuing to purchase at that store to referring other customers to that store. That application right now only works for the Magento e-commerce platform, which Magento is the fastest growing e-commerce platform, recently acquired by PayPal.
It's interesting because one of the other companies that I interviewed had tried Magento and was really frustrated with it. They said it was very server heavy.
Yeah, it's definitely not made for kind of the new startups, unless there is a technical background of the person starting it up. They're SaaS platforms, so Magento, the main Magento offering, is not a SaaS platform. There are other SaaS platforms like Shopify and BigCommerce, which are just on the cloud. You go on, you sign up, you choose your products, and you're good to go. You don't have to deploy any servers. And we're working on actually launching some Sweet Tooth loyalty solutions for those other platforms in the really, really near future.
Okay. Tell me exactly how it works. So a company signs up, and then what happens?
A merchant may go to sweettoothrewards.com and say, okay, yeah, I want to launch, I want to have all these awesome features in my store. So they would just sign up. They can choose a plan, and the plans kind of range from free to kind of like the enterprise level scale. And then they would start configuring the loyalty program from there. So they create rules that say that if somebody does this on my store, then do this for them, or give them this reward as a result.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, it's all about kind of for them paying attention to how the customers are reacting to the loyalty program. And we offer tools and consulting services to help them improve the loyalty program and see kind of the maximum ROI on their investments and rewards that they're giving to customers to maximize kind of like the sales increase that happens as a result in marketing increase.
How would it link in with things like their Google Analytics or whatever?
Since it's installed right on the Magento platform, then it actually inherits a lot of the analytics systems that the Magento platform is already utilizing, things like Google Analytics, in order to be able to track trends of how customers are behaving as a result of those loyalty points being spent.
Mm-hmm.
And they can also track then the referral program through their Magento backend as well. The referral program allows customers to be able to earn earn rewards as a result of, you know, posting a link to a product on their own Facebook or on their Twitter or something like that.
What would be typical things that they would reward, and with what sorts of rewards would they give for different types of actions?
And the most standard reward is rewarding for product purchases. You know, you buy this product and you just give them some sort of credit towards their next purchase, or you give them some sort of reward for the next two purchases. So I'll take like, this kind of loyalty scheme usually works for companies that value repeat sales a lot and where repeat sales really make sense. So let's say a nutrition store. Nutrition store is selling some sort of vitamin tablets that they obviously are not looking to just sell at once. They want people who are going to be buying it every month. They want to give, let's say, 100 points for every nutrition container that you get. And then your 10th one, basically, you'll have enough points to buy anyone in the store that you want, any other brand or something like that, or even mm-hmm. the same brand. It becomes kind of like a good way to make customers feel like they have a vested value over time and have more of a reason to come back to the same store when it makes sense. Another really big popular way is to reward the content generation. So customers that are engaged within your store generate content for your website, which helps with search engine optimization and helps with referring other customers into the store as well. So you can incentivize customers to write reviews on your store, to vote in polls, to post comments on your blog, to social media venues, and you can do that by using loyalty points. So you could say a customer can get 10 points or something, maybe worth $1 at your store for just, you know, tweeting about a product.
How would they verify that the person has actually done what they said they were going to do?
Our system does that, all that functionality for them. They actually track when a customer performs a social action. And they have to do it from the website.
Okay. Now, loyalty programs have been around for a long time. Why is yours different? How is yours different?
Our platform has kind of like features that will show up within the customer's website to allow customers to kind of have a loyalty experience kind of every step of the way, and integrate kind of their social buying experience with the loyalty program. So other systems won't be able to tell a merchant whether or not a customer was more likely to purchase as a result of tweeting or posting to Facebook, but our application is able to do that. So it's all about the information that our application is able to provide and the predictions that it can do for merchants in order for them to launch like a really good loyalty program.
From what you've seen with your customers, are there any tendencies that way? Does, for instance, the decision to make a social referral for a company make people more likely to buy?
Yeah, absolutely. What we find is that the customers that are the ones that are posting, that are interacting with the store the most, posting the reviews, referring their friends, are definitely the ones that are more likely to purchase more. While that seems kind of intuitive, being able to find the direct trends of the specific actions that are required that lead up to a sale are very valuable. Let's say a customer posts to Twitter, then they are more likely to purchase as a result of doing that. So,
of course, who knows which came first? Could be that the sort of person who's willing to post was already a pretty keen supporter, so they were more likely to anyway.
But what SweetTooth then allows is that it allows you to say, okay, well, how much more likely are they to purchase? And that does vary store on store. But when you take that value, create a reward out of it. So let's say they're like 3% more likely to purchase, and your average order value is $100. So if they're 3% more likely to purchase, and your average order is $100, you're saying that the value of a tweet is essentially 3%. So 3% of that $100. So you can incentivize a tweet at approximately $3. And you know that maybe it might not happen to the first customer or the second customer, but if you take a larger sample size or over time, then you're actually going to be gaining in sales as a result of giving away credit to those customers that are tweeting.
Is there any way to follow through and find out of the people who tweeted or posted on Facebook what impact that had on their friends, whether any of their friends then became purchasers?
Yeah, so because with SweetTooth, when a customer tweets out something or posts to social media with a link to the website, they'll use the referral link, okay? And so now we don't know if that person's friend specifically, like their social media friend, made the purchase, but we do know that purchase, and we do allow merchants to track, that purchase came from a referral of a particular customer.
Okay, that's interesting because I came across a statistic yesterday or the day before where, and it was surprising to a lot of people, the statistic found that Facebook postings, for instance, have very little actual influence on what products people purchased over the holiday season. It said only 10% were influenced. Does that seem likely to you? Mind you, 10% is not bad, I suppose, if you're getting incremental sales. Would that be a credible number, you think?
So let's say 10%. I think 10% would be okay, but the average number of friends that any customer will have is going to be over 100. So you're saying then that the exposure that post is going to potentially influence 10%. It could be the case. It's not good. It's not bad. It's not really saying too much, right? It's just, you know, that's the case right now. It could be a lot more. There are stats that will say that, you know, a customer is much more likely to buy when referred from a credible source than off the cuff or being sold directly. Kind of a given.
Is there any way with your system that in addition to providing a reward to the person who does the social media posting, that you can also provide a reward to any of their friends who subsequently come and purchase?
Yes.
What features of what you offer do you think are most valuable to your customers?
You put a lot of effort into making sure it can do a lot of cool things, like what you said, rewarding the referral as well as the person who made the referral. The ability to post to social media and gain a big market reach out of that is extremely important because, I mean, to some businesses, that recurring revenue isn't as important as increasing the market reach. So that's a big deal for them. The tool to be able to see how customers are earning points, I think, is very valuable as well. Being able to see the trends of how customers are earning points in order to improve the loyalty program.
How long ago did you start the company?
I started it about 3 years ago, and it was originally started by myself and some other classmates, the majority of us from the University of Waterloo in the engineering program. And then as we were going by, we were realizing that a lot of merchants were taking it up. And so we went out and raised some financing from Points.com, Emily Ventures, and Mars. And with the millions in our bank, it kind of helped us finance to the next level of the company, be able to offer better pricing and work towards what we'll be launching soon, our new platform, which works for any e-commerce offering.
And how much longer do you think it'll be till that comes out?
Very, very soon. It'll probably be within the next 2 months.
Okay. How did you manage to go out and raise that money? I mean, you seem pretty young.
Getting the financing was a big challenge for us. At the time, I was still a student, actually. So it was to ask for $2.3 million as a student is rough. But you know what? We had the market traction. There were merchants that were using our stuff. There were merchants that we have over 100 testimonials of our software of merchants who have taken the time to say how much they love Sweet Tooth. And the fact that they were actually valuing and then that they were paying us helped us take the financers, just show them the story, and then it just made sense to them. Through that, we were able to now have advisors from Points.com, from Loyalty One, which is Air Miles, and Aeroplan US, from AMIA, which is Aeroplan International, and got kind of like the biggest Canadian loyalty brands are behind Sweet Tooth right now.
Aren't you a competitor to them?
Technically, yes. Yes, we are. And they're obviously a lot bigger companies than we are, right? It's almost like maybe bad example, the father-son relationship. It's like, you know, obviously the son is eventually gonna grow up and be stronger at some point, but they just really want to help and make sure that there is that, and I know that they, you know, there's always the potential for them to for an acquisition. There's always potential for them to partner up on new opportunity. And a startup is a great way to disrupt the market when there's so much change happening. And when I was talking about that connection of everyone, that's a huge change. And I think they recognize that and looking for ways to capitalize on it.
And so their platforms didn't really make the sort of thing you're doing possible.
Exactly. Yeah, their platforms aren't capitalizing on that. To be honest, I think the big companies just right now don't really know how to capitalize on it. And so they're kind of hoping that the startups would figure it out, just like with the social media scene, right? There's all the startups that figured it out.
What have been your biggest challenges in getting this thing going? and making it, getting it to the point where it's at now?
Somebody asked me this before, and the truth is like, there's so many challenges. There's like, it's all a challenge. But now the biggest challenge is market expansion. We build something that works for everyone. And that's so much easier said than done. I mean, like, our goal is really to go big. We really want to be, we really want to try to follow in the footsteps of some of the great companies in this area.
Based on the learning that you and your customers have had so far, what would you say are some of the key elements to an effective reward program?
When designing a loyalty program, the first thing you always tell businesses is make sure you understand what your customers want. Aside from that, though, I mean, I would say it's really all about the engagement. Like, how are customers thinking about the points and the store credit? Are they thinking about it? Do they feel like it's a lot of money? Like, Walmart has been kind of going all around their loyalty program for the longest time ever, and what they have is just cash back. And what they found is that for Walmart customers, they understand that Walmart customers care about those 10 cent savings that they're getting.
Yeah.
So for them, a point program would not work. They had to do a cash back program, even though it just says, you know, you go purchase something for $10, you're getting 10 cents back. But still, that 10 cents, they know that their customer base actually appreciates that. Whereas if you were to sell like diamonds or something, then that would never work.
With your points program, then they can though ultimately choose whatever, like the client chooses what the ultimate reward will be, what they buy with those points, or what's available to buy with those points. Is that correct? Any other things that you think are particularly important for companies to keep in mind if they're thinking about doing some kind of a loyalty program?
With loyalty programs, I think the mentality right now is that it's mainly loyalty points based. But the truth is, a loyalty program can span out from having really good support, from having a great social experience for customers. I mean, all those things are, it's really drawing, understanding what a loyalty program is versus what building good customer loyalty is. There is a massive value. And that's the only thing I would say to people. But think beyond points.
Okay, to start us off, let's do a quick little jargon alert here. You heard him talk about SaaS platforms. SaaS, if you're not familiar with it, stands for Software as a Service. And basically what that means is software that you don't have to download to your computer or your server. You access the service completely online. Usually there's a monthly fee, and it means that you've always got the most up-to-date version and you don't have the hassles of maintaining things on your own equipment. A really common example of that would be something like MailChimp or other email newsletter software that a lot of you, I'm sure, are familiar with. So let's think about some of the things Jay had to say. One of them is that when you're designing a loyalty program, be absolutely sure that you understand what your customers want, because what works for one company's customers will not necessarily work for another's. I thought it was quite interesting, his comment that to a Walmart customer, getting 10 cents in their hand is way more useful than getting even 100 points that might be worth a dollar instead of 10 cents. Another point is that when you want to incentivize, with apologies to my mother who will cringe for my using that word like a verb, really depends on your business and your stage of business. It may be more important for you to inspire people to share your message on social media than focusing on repeat purchases, for instance. Let's say you're an auto dealer or a realtor. You're likely to go a few years between repeat purchases from the same customer, but you certainly need something to sustain you in the meantime, and a lot of your business will come from referrals, so that's really what you want to be focusing on there. Now, beyond just sharing on social media, you also, in many cases, will want to reward customers for content generation. You've probably been hearing, if you've been reading anything about online marketing these days, that so much depends on a constant flow of good content to help you work your way up in the search engine rankings. So you may want to provide incentives for customers to write reviews about your store or your restaurant and post those online, or to comment on your blog, or to post on your Facebook page. All of those types of things will help your company move its way up in the search engine rankings. And the final thing that he talked about that I thought was very interesting was this notion of getting funding and backing from huge competitors. Now, clearly, he's well aware of the fact that his likely exit strategy will be an acquisition by one of those companies. But it is interesting that they recognize they don't have the social expertise to be able to do what he's doing, but they know that it's important. So by supporting his company, it's a great way for them to experiment, probably with a little lower risk, certainly with lower risk to their own reputation. And then once he's gone through all the nightmares of making it work, they can buy it once it's perfected. And of course, they'll pay enough that I'm sure it will be worth his while as well. Well, that's all for now. As always, I would encourage you to comment either directly to me by emailing me, tema@frankonlinemarketing.com. or by commenting on the website, which is http://frankonlinemarketing.com. And new feature, now you can actually leave a voice comment on the website, which we can play on a future episode. So be sure to mention your business while you're at it, because that way you'll get a little bit of free publicity. I do hope you'll do that, and I look forward to talking to you next week. Bye.